This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Oil is going to be in the news tomorrow. OPEC is set to release its monthly oil market report, the state of things, basically, with some forecasts of where the global crude market might be headed. The backdrop is last month's decision by the cartel to cut production by about 1 million barrels a day. That kind of caught crude watchers by surprise and helped send oil to its highs for the year. You fast forward to today, though, and prices are kind of back down to where they were at the beginning of April. Marketplace's Lily Jamali covers energy for us.
OPEC and its allies, which together make up OPEC Plus, were hoping for a pop in oil prices that would last longer than a few weeks, says David Fife, chief economist for Argus Media.
Members must be sort of scratching their head and wondering what exactly they have to do to put in place a sort of solid floor for prices.
Russia has played a role in keeping oil prices down, Fife says. Western allies have tried to limit how much money Russia can get for its oil without taking it out of the market completely. And so,
both Russian crude oil exports and refined products exports are very robust.
That's a dilemma for OPEC nations, says Clark Williams Derry of the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
When oil prices go too low, they start running fiscal deficits. A lot of these nations really depend on oil revenue to balance their national budgets.
Oil prices are hovering in the low to mid $70 a barrel range. The IMF says Saudi Arabia, for one, needs oil prices up around $80 a barrel to break even.
But $80 per barrel oil is actually high enough to create demand destruction.
That is, consumers will buy less. And in a world transitioning to green energy, there's no guarantee lost demand for oil will come back. Demand does seem to be softening because of the global economy, says Pavel Molchanov of Raymond James, a Marketplace underwriter. The world's major central banks are still trying to deal with persistent inflation.
All of them have been raising rates. That is slowing the economy. When the economy slows, oil demand naturally is affected.
And oil prices could remain stuck no matter what other surprises OPEC has up its sleeve. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.